Yeah, I'll have to bring you out one time or a couple times this summer. I'm still trying to line up more property. I haven't nailed any down by me. I mean, this is only 20 minutes from my house, so it's not like it's, you know, super far. But when I lived in Armada, man, I bet you I had access to at least 1,000 acres of private property that I just free reign, like go kill everything. And moving here is a different world. Farmers are kind of not the same. But, Sean, I'm using a 17 HMR. I was hesitant on bringing it yesterday because it was 13 to 20 mile an hour gust. My first shot was at 115 yards, but I've shot that gun enough that I can manage. I don't have my FX anymore. I wish I still did, but I just have absolutely no need to have that much money tied up into an air gun because everywhere I hunt now I can burn powder. Like even I bought that gun specifically for when I lived in Armada because I lived in the village. And then I ended up modifying the gun to where it had more kinetic energy than a 22, so that it was defeated the purpose in its entirety. Forgot what else. Oh, yeah, and I posted the FTM-150 in the ARPSC group, too. So that's why I was saying I'm surprised that it didn't go, because I priced it to go, and it didn't go. But it's a good radio. I still got the original box, still got all the accessories and crap for it. It was only in my truck for, I don't know, maybe a year before before I took it out, so I appreciate it. And Rick, it is a good time, but I did have to bring a 204 and a 6-year-old yesterday, so there's that.
You're connected to CMN Network.